Okay, this is part five of why did the church fall asleep. This is why I believe the church fell asleep. Futuritism. The great deception promoting the idea that everything happens at the end, nothing is in between, and activity lulls people to sleep. And when you are asleep, the enemy continues to work. It couldn't be more obvious in our time. The church is waiting for the rapture to come and take them to heaven, and who cares about those left here, right? I spoke this last week, and the Lord gave me complacency. It means self-satisfied and unconcerned. Another term I would like to use today is relevant. I talked to someone on the phone today, and they believe we're at the end, but they're waiting for the rapture. I didn't say anything, because they already know how I feel about it. And I thought, I'm not going to get into it. I've already told you. Relevant, it means having significant and demonstrable bearing on the matter at hand. What does that mean? We are sharp on the cutting edge of what is going on in the world we live in. A church became detached, and it quit seeing what was going on in its world and built a little empire into itself. That's what caused us to be overrun by the wicked one. Not living in a make-believe world that isn't real. This is what happened to the church and why partly they fell asleep. They didn't stay with the times, but camped out on what used to be. All right, what about occupying? That is that's 24/7, every day. It means all the time, 24/7, every day, occupying. That's like every day. You just decide to go to sleep in your house, and you got an old neighbor over there that keeps pushing the property line. But when you wake up, he'll have you out in the field by yourself in your bed, and he's overtaking your house. That's what the devil's done. Well, the church age is over, and we're entering into a new era, the kingdom age. You're entering into the seventh day of the Genesis account. In Genesis 1, we see how God created and what he did each day. Peter even states that 1,000 years is a day, a day is 1,000 years. That's 1 Peter 3:8. We're entering into the last day. Okay, Genesis 1, go to Genesis 2. I'm not going to read the Genesis account. It talks about what he did every day. But Genesis 2 says right here, thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. Okay? God said, work 6 days, occupy, keep the garden and keep it in order. And beyond the garden. On the seventh day, we are now seated with him, ruling and reigning. That's Colossians 3. We are seated with him in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Those virgins that awoke and had extra oil will rule and reign with Christ for 1,000 years. All right, let's look at Revelation 20. This 1,000 years of ruling and reigning will complete the complete cycle of creation. We still have the seventh day to finish. Y'all understand that? The seventh day. We still have the seventh day to finish God's complete cycle of this creation cycle. Just like he made the 6,000 years or the 6 days, the seventh day is just as important that it be done. It got disrupted, didn't it? Mm-hmm. Genesis 3, it got disrupted. And we've not anybody been free. Not really. It's been about us fleeing from tyranny some way or another the whole 6,000 years, the human race, under bondage to a renegade spirit. Well, God says enough. All right. Verse 20, or chapter 20 of Revelation. I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. He laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil, and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years. cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up and set a seal upon him that he should deceive the nations no more. Is that what he's been doing? 6,000 years? Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Till the 1,000 years should be fulfilled. And after that, he must be loosed for a little season. And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. But the rest of the dead lived not until after the 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death hath no power. But they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. So I guess the curse is not going to be working, even though we'll be natural men. Who brought the curse? Well, the fall brought the curse. And when the 1,000 years are expired, Satan will be loosed out of his prison, and he shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the four quarters of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, the number of whom is as the sand of the sea. And they went up on the breadth of the earth and compassed the camp of the saints about in the beloved city, and fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and they shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and the death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged, every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death, and whoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Then, chapter 21, I saw a new heaven and a new earth. So, chapter 20 ends the seventh day creation. All right, this completes the Genesis account. We're not changed yet, but are natural, but we live longer lifespans. The reason of shortened lifespans is in the pit. So it will be awesome, but we will still carry on like we are carrying on now. Look at it like this, the way our government is today, except we follow the Bible, not the rules of wicked men. The church will rule and reign in the seat of government. It is in divine order here on earth, just like the prayer that Jesus gave us to pray. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. We will be relevant. We will be on the cutting edge. We will keep order. We are the peace-keeping forces. Now I want to look at Isaiah 11. It kind of gives you a glimpse into the 1,000 years. It does not give any indication in Revelation or anywhere else that we're going to be spirits. Just spirits. I mean, and I've looked. I've searched. Because I want to get it right. And I don't pretend to have all the answers. You can do your own research on it. Isaiah 11. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. And shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord, and he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears. But with righteousness shall he judge the poor, and reprove with equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. And righteousness shall be the girdle of his loins, and faithfulness the girdles of his reins. The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lay down with the kid, and the calf and the young lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. And the cow and the bear shall feed, their young ones shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. And the sucking child shall play on the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the cockatrice den. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain. No curse. For the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. So that tells me we can rule and reign on this earth free from the curse in our present state. That's what this is, in our present state. Doesn't the scripture say that already? Mm-hmm. And in that day there shall be a root of Jesse, which shall stand for an ensign of the peoples. To it shall the Gentiles seek, and his rest shall be glorious. And it shall come to pass in that day that the Lord shall set his hand again the second time to recover the remnant of his people, which shall be left from Assyria, and from Egypt, and from Pathros, and from Cush, and from Elam, and from Shinar, and from Hamath, and from the islands of the sea. He shall set up an ensign for the nations, and shall assemble the outcast of Israel, and gather together the dispersed of Judah from the four corners of the earth. These are natural people we're talking here. Nations. The envy also of Ephraim shall depart, and the adversaries of Judah shall be cut off. Ephraim shall not envy Judah, and Judah shall not vex Ephraim. But they shall fly upon the shoulders of the Philistines towards the west, and they shall spoil them of the east together. They shall lay their hand upon Edom and Moab, and the children of Ammon shall obey them. The Lord shall utterly destroy the tongue of the Egyptian sea, and with his mighty wind shall he shake his hand over the river, and shall smite it in the seven streams, and make men go over dry shod. And there shall be a highway for the remnant of his people, which shall be left from Assyria, like as it was to Israel in the day that he came up out of the land of Egypt. Next creation, new heaven, new earth. This is Revelation chapter 21. I'm not going to read the chapter, but I'll tell you what it says. This is the way it's going to be. New heaven, new earth. Old earth passes away. The dome firmament passes away. You're going to roll it up like a scroll. New earth, new heaven. New Jerusalem revealed, no more temples. Jesus is the temple. No more tears, no more death, no more sorrow, no more crying, no more pain. The old has passed away. All things are new, including your bod. All right, Revelation 22. One through six. And he showed me a pure river, a water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. This is in the New Jerusalem here. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. And they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads. And there shall be no night there, and they need no candle, neither light of the sun. For the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. And he said unto me, these sayings are faithful and true. And the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to show unto us his servants the things which must shortly be done. Okay, that'll do it. We're done with this series. Oh, wait a minute. Lord wanted me to read this word. This is from 2:23:20. This was a prophet's corner and cut called No Weapon Formed Will Prosper. No weapon formed against the USA will prosper, for America is on the right side of the line that I have drawn in the sand. Whoever is on the right side has moved. Whoever is on the right side has moved to the right. It's no longer hidden but obvious for all to see. In other words, those that were kind of, finally made their decision, moved to the right. The goats are on the left, the sheep are on the right. No weapon formed against the USA by the left will prosper, not even bio or chemical warfare. My angels are standing guard over this nation once again, so no fear here. Why, you might say, pro-Israel, pro-life, in God we trust. Pray for protection of Christians and other nations that their leadership does not honor me. The Lord said to me concerning the coronavirus, this was on 2/18/20, the virus false flag is in retaliation of the Hong Kong resistance. They're quarantining them, hauling them somewhere, and killing them. I remember a few weeks ago someone reporting seeing a large complex full of thousands of bodies. Could this be where they are putting the resistors' bodies after they kill them? Seems to fit. Whether it is real or made to believe, a hoax, we're being protected by the Lord. Don't get distracted, but stay on target. False flag events are to distract and get you in fear and off your stance. Continue to rule and reign in your third heaven authority. You're changing the landscape, so keep it up. See it through until you see the restoration of the republic. Don't target people. Target the devil and his evil agenda. He is the puppet master. It may seem that nothing is happening, but nothing could be further from the truth. Once the first domino falls, down it all comes. Be encouraged today, for you are more than conquerors, and there are more with you than are with them. The enemy and all of his weapons are drying up. He is disarmed. Keep him that way. My angels are once again on the scene, working with you to get it done. He gave me 2 Kings where Elisha, you know, the him and his servant, and the servant couldn't see. He said, open his eyes, he may see the mountains are full of the armies of the Lord. When a nation lets me in and serves me, talking leadership, then here come my heavenly armies to guard and protect the citizens of that nation. When the leader gets in divine order, I see it as the whole nation, for the leader represents the nation. Some would say, how come 9/11? Where was the angelic protection over New York that day? There was deep state in the White House, yes, one with their allegiance to Satan. The last 5 presidents, not Donald Trump, the previous 5, gave their allegiance to Satan. My angels are sent to a covenant people. Because of the wickedness of the leader, my angel could no longer protect the leader because they weren't in covenant. This has changed in this nation. Your leader is in covenant with me. There, my angel and his armies have returned to protect your nation. Now you can see why it is so important to obey my word. Pray the Lord's Prayer and pray for all in authority so you may lead a quiet, peaceful life in all godliness and honesty. Now you can understand why there have been so many bloody wars throughout history. And I had Psalms 91 as our vaccine. And here is the executive order blocking the property of persons involved in serious human rights abuse or corruption. This was issued on December 21st, 2017. It actually, he signed it the day after he was inaugurated. It's long, but I was going to try to just read you the short part of it. Well, right here he makes a statement. He's talking about human rights abuse. That's what this is about. Human rights abuse. Well, phooey. I think I just picked up the wrong thing because this is all. Anyway, I'll just read a little bit and we'll be done. By the authority vested in me as president by the Constitution and the law of the United States of America, including the International Emergency Economic Powers Act, the Global, I can't even say that word, Human Rights Accountability Act, I, Donald John Trump, President of the United States, find that the prevalence and severity of human rights abuse and corruption that have their source in whole or in substantial part outside the United States, such as those committed or directed by person listed in the annex to this order, have reached such scope and gravity that they threaten the stability of international political and economic systems. Human rights abuse and corruption undermine the values that form an essential foundation of stable, secure, and functioning societies. And in fact, really, the corruption has become so bad and it's gotten so big that it threatens our national security. They have devastating impacts on individuals, weaken democratic institutions, degrade the rule of law, perpetuate violence, conflicts, facilitate the activities of dangerous persons, and undermine economic markets. The United States seeks to impose tangible and significant consequences on those who commit serious human rights abuse or engage in corruption, as well as to protect the financial system of the United States from abuse by these same persons. I therefore determine that serious human rights abuse and corruption around the world constitute an unusual and extraordinary threat to the national security, foreign policy, and economy of the United States, and I hereby declare a national emergency to deal with that threat. Okay, he's what he wants to do is get property and interest in property all across the United States of these people that have engaged in these things. And I won't go into detail about it, but that was the executive order. I think it was. Blocking the property involved in serious human rights and abuse or corruption. So everything they own, kind of like Egypt being stripped. Okay.